Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I remember being so excited when I received, just before the digest came out, the numbers of ringnecks and Bob Whites being stocked November and December. And here we are. Here we are. This coming week. Oh, man. The final two releases of ringnecks and Bob Whites on the Wildlife Management Areas, also the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area. If you're up for a road trip, worth the ride. Up there in Sussex and Warren counties. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Merry Christmas to all. December 25th and 26th weekend. Man, how time flies. And you know what? We're in the studio super early. In fact, it's the Monday. The Monday of, I guess it's Christmas week. So we have, in case any news breaks between now and then, you don't get to it. Not our fault. The studios will be closed midweek, and that is it. Hey, let's get to some stocking numbers. I just can't believe it's done. Okay, but here we go. Here we go. Now, for the 28th this coming Tuesday and the 30th this coming Thursday. Numbers are the same for both dates. So here we go in our fave management areas in central and southern New Jersey. Collier's Mills, 200 each. Howardsville and Manahawkin, 50 each. Medford, 80 each. Stafford Forge, 160 boat days. Dix, 130 boat days. Mad Horse, that'll get you mad sometimes on there. That's a tough area to hunt. 90 and 90. Millville, 340, but that is the big one. Gets a lot of pressure. And although it should be tempered by now. 340 each both days. Glassboro 100, Winslow 140, Nantucket 110, Port Republic there. Exit 48 off the Garden State Parkway. Bam, the Suey's Landing Road. Bam, and you're right there. And Tuckahoe 110 both days. Now for the Bob Whites, Peasley and Greenwood for the 28th, 280. And man, they loaded up for the last day, 400 each for the 30th. That's this coming Thursday. Hey, coming up in the next two segments, it's all about stripers. First up, Captain Jody Gay, Blue Water Candy, a.k.a. Rockfish Candy, talking about the striperbrella. Okay, we know about the Mojos. He was instrumental getting up here. The striperbrella, Captain Scott Newhall, let it out. This is one badass umbrella, and they're still catching stripers all the way down to Cape May. You want to troll, this is the role. And then we have Captain Lenny Struble, a.k.a. Executive Chef Lenny Struble, the ultimate holiday striper recipe. But what's a striper recipe without some cheese and crackers ahead of time? Shpoppy Sean's smoked cheeses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're foodies here at Rack and Fin Radio. He rounds it out. And in our final segment, ooh, not so good news coming out from under the Gold Dome in Trenton regarding well, we covered the guns last week. Some maneuvering going on regarding how it's going to affect hunting, trapping, and eventually fishing in New Jersey. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Again, we're in the studio early. There we go. Some news breaks between now and when you hear this. Not us, man. We weren't allowed in. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Looking for the perfect last-minute gift? Don't worry. Be merry. Wawa is the one-stop holiday gift card shop for everyone on your list. Give the gift of Wawa or find other popular gift cards like Xbox or Apple gift card. Always available in stores. So you can stop in, grab a gift card, and get on your merry way. Make a last-minute Wawa run for gift cards today. Happy holidays from Wawa.
When you need advanced heart care, everything comes to a halt. You have a serious decision to make. So you do your research, and all roads lead to Penn Medicine, the region's only nationally ranked heart and vascular center. We perform the most advanced heart procedures in the region, leading to high success rates for even the most complex cases. And through clinical trials, we develop and perfect the latest innovations. For peace of mind when you need it most, visit PennMedicine.org/advancedheartcare to schedule an appointment.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
But last week, you had Captain Scott Newhall on regarding the South Jersey striper action that is still on a blistering pace. Now, smaller fish are moving down, but still a lot of bass runs. I talked to him after. It's a bunch of phone calls. Oh, shout out to Chris Nielsen out there in Little Egg Harbor. Ran into him at a tackle shop up in the Waretown area. You're Tom P. Uh-oh. Big guy. Do I owe him money or something? Was listening on Rag and Fin. Chris, thanks for listening all these years. We're rocking the house. Well, back, we were talking stripers. I said, Chris, check it out. What are you doing? So I want to get some of these umbrella rigs, the Niners that Captain Scott was talking about, and some of these mojos he was talking about. Speaking of mojos, it is out of the bag via Captain Scott Newhall. This lure from Rockfish Canyon. Now, the Blue Water Candy is a parent company. They have Rockfish Canyon, and they have another lure line called Backwater Candy. Captain Jody Gay, patiently waiting. Be right with you, Cap. Has it covered since 2001. It's called a Striperbrella. You guys like the Niners, that's fine. Like the Blacks, that's fine. Nowhere near as cumbersome and abso-friggin-lutely deadly on the bass. Talking to line setter kind. Joining us on the line is very special guest this Christmas weekend. Again, we're doing this early. Is Captain Jody Gay from Blue Water Candy, Rockfish Candy. Back, I wonder how many candies are left in that bag. Captain Jody, how you doing, man? Glad to have you on Rack and Finn.
Doing all right, man. It's good to be with you, Tom. Hello to everybody. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year, and I hope we catch plenty of fish.
Captain Joe, now he's coming in Holly Ridge, North Carolina. They're down there in Blue Water Country. The Marlin, by the way, Captain Jody has some massive kingfish tournament wins under his belt. But now, Jody, you were instrumental in getting the mojo lures, the mojo style, the parachute, whatever, up into the Northeast. Is that correct?
Yeah, we had been making them for, I guess it's about 2003.
Uh-huh.
And, there was some on the market. I didn't invent them by any means, but I've been accused of it, but that wasn't me. but we did take it another step further, just as I did with Blue Water stuff, and start adding the flash to it, the Mylar materials and mm-hmm. to mix with the hair. And we finally gave away enough of them in Jersey to the right people that had big mouths. And we knew they would work up there. We just couldn't get them, going.
Jody, was it because they just looked so different? Like, what the hell is it? How can this possibly catch a bass? Because it beggars in the simplicity, people. How you look at it, well, it's a big shed with a head with the end, but it is, Jody, the go-to for the striper guys that are on the troll.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, the tandem rigs, especially, very popular from you get Massachusetts now all the way down to Virginia, but wherever the bass go, the Raritan Bay area, the big area for us. And the sizes. I mean, we do the things from like a 1 ounce to a 32 ounce, but. And different areas depending on water depth and things right. of that nature as to exactly what size people will use.
Well, Captain Jody, some guys in the smaller sizes, especially, shout out to Captain Howard Bogan on the big Jamaican telling me this past one, the smaller ones, guys are jigging them.
Yeah.
And catching bass at the butt.
Yeah, they jig them. It's mainly a troll bait, but they will jig them and mm-hmm. they are effective at it. Just like a jiggle, just like they work a bucktail, pretty much.
Yeah, joining us online is Captain Jody Gay, Blue Water Candy, Rockfish Candy, Tidewater Candy. I mean, Backwater Candy. Everything is covered here. But now let's get to. We don't have much time in this, Captain Jody. It's Christmas week, and I realize that time is of the essence. This Striperbrella that Captain Scott Newhall and other key captains in the know. It's out of the bag, people. That is so effective. Even more so than these other umbrellas on the market. What is it about this umbrella, Jody?
Well, we basically did the same thing we did with the Blue Water stuff and the mojos and added that flash to it. And just that Mylar material. We got teasers out on little dusters. We use them kingfishing, the same dusters. They're used on flounder rigs as well. But anyway. It's just a little small tinsel skirt that adds a lot of flash in front of the teaser shads, and mm-hmm. then you got the parachute down the middle that he'll usually bite the one in the back first, and you know, so that's the only one we put a hook in, just so we're legal in all the states. And it's very effective, very, very effective. Having that extra flash to it makes a big difference.
Well, Captain Jody, any difference in the configuration, like less leader? It's a, you know, something is, well, we'll get, well, listen, we have to get to the shads, especially something different in how this is constructed.
Yeah, it's just a smaller umbrella rig than the Niners and some of the very popular ones. You know, they do a great job with what they do, and they have a huge market share up there. But you know, we do our own little thing, and it's a smaller, it's a 15-inch bar, mm-hmm. and you know, usually a forearm. We do 6-arm umbrellas, but you know, the strap umbrellas we do in the forearm, and either with a 4-ounce parachute, you know, on the business part of it,
right.
and just those teasers out on the end, and little small thing. It's not, like you said, it's not very cumbersome. It's a lot easier to fish.
Right, right.
And very effective.
Well, Jody, one of the things this is here is, as Captain Scott Newell pointed out, the braid to the drail, there's no need for additional leader. It's more of a point of contact. But Jody, let's get to the shads. The shads, everyone has a shad mold, it seems. Something about these Rockfish Candy shads that come out, the tail, something, Jody, the results are noticeably different. Just phenomenal.
Yeah, we get them pretty thin between the body and the tail, and it just adds a lot of action to it. You know, it just gives it a lot more tail beat than most. It's like the tinsel. You combine that with that tinsel with that mylar, and it just drives them nuts.
Captain Jody, well, I have to ask you, and I ask this to listen, you know, we always try to cover some new products on Rockfin, be it hunting, be it fishing, be it whatever, every few weeks. So I want to get on this, the trial, because this fascinates me. Listen, all my years in the industry, you know, Yuzuri, Seagrass, blah, 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 blah. Jody, the trial and error on this striper umbrella, and again, who came up with the name? Was it a few like, oh, well, let's just do this and this and try it once it works? Or did you really have it out there in the hands of those in the know?
Yeah, we definitely put it in the right hands, you know, to get them to try it out. And they say, heck yeah, this makes a difference. And, you know, we'll go with it. The striper isn't my thing. I mean, we don't have them where I'm at in the southern part of North Carolina to any extent. We do have a few in Cape Fear River and different places. Mm-hmm. But in general, we used to get them off Hatteras quite a bit or right. Oregon Inlet area. But you know, I fished for them a lot more then. It was easier then. But I get it in the hands of Scott Newhall and some of those captains in the Annapolis area, and they try different ideas out for me. And I learn a lot from them. You know, they have mm-hmm. their own ideas.
Online is Captain Jody Gray, Blue Water Candy, Rockfish Candy, Backwater Candy. This is the Candy Lure Company and the Striper Brella. You didn't answer me, Jody. Who named it the Striper Brella? Who came up with that? It's so simple, it's cool.
I'm not sure, man. These girls around the shop come up with all kind of crazy stuff, and I really don't remember on this one who did or not. I ride down to the highway. That's what I'm thinking about. It's what the name something, you know.
Okay, now listeners, if your local tackle dealer does not carry the Striper umbrella, I think it's January 1st through the 3rd or 4th down here in Nashville. It's a Big Rock show. Jody, am I right? It's a Big Rock Distributor show, correct?
Yeah, the Big Rock Distributor show. You know, and they work West Marine Force and, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of the independents in your area there. We have other distributors as well that do a great job
right.
for us up there, and we appreciate them all. But, yeah, the Big Rock show is coming up. We just did the Folsom show in Atlantic City.
That was good. You guys knocked it out of the park there. But listen, go to your local dealer, your favorite tax shop. If they don't have the Striper umbrella, request, say, you're going to be at the Big Rock show in a week and a half. Please. Stop and see Jody. See the Striper umbrella, Rockfish Candy, Blue Water Candy. Get your hands on umbrellas. Tell them to stock, because if you want to catch bass, Jody, this seems to be a no-brainer when it comes to putting bass on the deck, man.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of the states are going, you know, to the maximum size limit now, too.
Right.
And these tend to catch a slightly smaller fish in a lot of cases than the big mojos do. And, you know, so it's easier to get fish in that slot, you know, so you can get keepers.
Jody, where do you go from here? I mean, you're going up the escalator at a rapid pace. I mean, you have the blue water cover. Listen, the marlin, the kingfish, king mackerel, you know, all that stuff. You have the bass covered. Where do you go from here?
I don't know. We would have to go to freshwater because we've got saltwater covered.
Hey, man, we got to sit down, have some iced tea and some sandwiches and talk this over. Listeners, go to bluewatercandy.com for more information. Also, the Facebook page, Jody, correct?
Yes, sir, please.
Captain Jody.
We've got it. We really want you to do business with the local taco shops.
Right.
If you can't find it, go on the website, look around. At all the different products. We do a ton of stuff.
The Striper Brella. Captain Jody Gay, thanks so much for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. Have Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hope to see you in the new year, by the way.
Merry Christmas to all.
Take care, brother. Be good.
Thank you, man.
The Striper Brella. I'm telling you. New hole, let it out. So I wonder, he's on some people's bleep list. That's all right. Scott shares the information. Hey, grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Some people are easily moved.
Wasn't that just the saddest movie ever?
Whatever. Others, not so much.
Oh, look at the puppies.
Just dogs, but smaller, so what? But even those who aren't easily moved.
Look, your long-lost brother's been found.
Oh, hi, Mike. Can be moved by us. Yeah, we're that good.
Use Clark's Moving and Storage in Rio Grande for your next local or long-distance move. Visit Clark's Moving and Storage online at clarksmoving.net.
Are you in excruciating pain brought on by your son, daughter, or spouse suffering from addiction? The sleepless nights, the constant worry, and the feelings of isolation. Recovery Centers of America wants you to know you're not alone. Addiction destroys families. But if you call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-888-RECOVERY, your loved one can begin to recover, and so can your whole family. At Recovery Centers of America at Lighthouse and Devon, your loved one will be treated with compassion and dignity by expert addiction professionals while recovering in a world-class facility. Family support services will give you knowledge, connection, and community so that you can begin to heal and recover as well. Call 1-888-RECOVERY today. Recovery Centers of America accepts insurance, provides transportation, and offers intervention services at no cost. Patients are admitted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Merry Christmas to all. I know. Tom P., you're usually the anti-clause. There's Santa Claus and there's anti-clause. And that's me. But every once in a while a spirit hits you. It hits you. And this year, for whatever reason, my lovely Dean Marie, everything's going on. When my feet hit the hardwood in the morning, well, besides shaking the house to the foundation, it's a good day. Now, we're keeping with the striper motif. What is the best part about catching striped bass? From Tom P's Corner, the original foodie, it's eating them. Now, there's myriad recipes out there for stripers, but for this holiday week, I have a very special guest on the line right now. His recipe for stripers will make your tongue slap your brains out, and I think, from my corner here, can make you perform miracles when the lights are out, if you get my drift. It's Captain Lenny Strobel, 25 years, executive chef, the youngest restaurateur in Philadelphia, restaurant owner in Philadelphia, master chef, also a captain for probably 15 years plus, super offshore fisherman and super all-around good guy. Finally, we connect. And Captain Lenny, in fact, he just ran a really outstanding striper tournament back in November, a two-day deal in November. We're going to get to that as well. But he has a recipe. I call it Captain Lenny Strobel's Holiday Striper, Holiday Week Striper. He has another name for it. He's on Rack and Fin right now. It's foodie time during the holiday season. Captain Lenny, what's going on?
What's happened? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I can't believe it's here. Another year.
Lenny, it was just Memorial Day weekend. Now, that this is where me and my lovely Demon were pulled like we're like an amoeba in 20 different directions. You have the opening of the fluke season, a.k.a. flounder season down here in South Jersey. You have the trout stocking going crazy. Turkey season still on. What is happening? And that just seemed like last week, Cap. It's driving me crazy.
It's unbelievable how fast time goes. But I got a recipe for you, Tommy P.
Let's talk it up. Oh, what do we got, Lenny? Go!
If you know, striped bass is such a great, great fish. Really firm, nice, white, sweet meat. God, how about taking that and making a nice holiday dish? You know that baklava? Not the baklava, the bakalava. I mean, I'm talking not the Greek dessert. I'm talking this traditional, old school salted cod that you would make this traditional tomato sauce recipe. Real simple.
Time out, people. Yeah. His real name is Lenny Strobellini. No, okay, go ahead.
We're not using cod here. We're going to use, in lieu of cod, we're going to use striped bass.
Go,
and
baby.
It's such a perfect match to make this real simple recipe, Tommy. You know, it's less than 10 items. And can I just ramble it off here?
Go, baby, go.
Get your fillets, get your nice portioned out striped bass, and you want to saute it with some sliced onions in olive oil. Get that pan seared, put that striped bass aside.
Time out, Lenny. Yeah. Interrupting you. I go to the supermarket. You know me. I just grab stuff. I see olive oil, virgin olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and extra virgin olive oil. Which olive oil? What grade?
You know what I would use for this? I would use just regular olive oil. I wouldn't use the extra virgin olive oil because you're going to pan sear it. So you're going to get that high smoke point on that. So use your regular olive oil. Pan sear the striped bass with some sliced onions. Take the striped bass out, put it aside, keep it warm, and throw in your onions, your garlic, your olives, your fresh tomatoes, your white wine, and some basil. Simmer that down. Put that fish back on that on top of that sauce. Let it simmer in there for a few minutes, and there you go. You got this really rich tasting, simple dish, and it's just fantastic for the holidays.
Now, Lenny, would you serve that over like angel hair pasta or on its own with a side of risotto? What do you think?
I think risotto would be perfect with that. You know, angel hair pasta, even risotto rice, you know, but it's such a nice traditional dish for the holidays. And it's so simple. And I tell you, striped bass is such a great, great tasting fish. Right. It really is. And I love catching them.
But, and that you do. Oh, except for tuna people. Lenny just says he's a striper maniac. Well, Lenny, back to the cooking itself. There's always a danger, it seems, like a few extra seconds, 10, 15 seconds of overdoing the fish. So what do you figure a time range, like letting it simmer? How long and what temperature?
You know, if you have about an inch and a half inch thick fillet, you want to do it about a minute to a minute and a half on each side.
Bingo.
And you know what? You want to take it off when it's still rare inside. Cover it. Put it, that carryover cooking is going to finish that product, and it's going to be the best moist, just fantastic tasting fish. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to cook that fish all the way through in a pan. You want to take it off, let it rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, then one of the things too. Now, when you have this, when you set a wine, a dry like a Chard or a sweet like a Riesling or like what you see the Marsala wine, the Marsala's whatever that is. What do you got?
I would go with a Chardonnay or I would go with a Pinot Grigio. I would not go with like a Zinfandel or a Riesling. It's too sweet. Mm-hmm. It will not complement the fish well. So go with a nice, you know, hearty, oaky white wine when you're simmering it in the sauce.
Listeners, very simple. It'll make your tongue slap your brains out. This is the recipe. Captain, Executive Chef Lenny Strobel. Len, accompaniments with this. What? Well, aside, give me besides the risotto. Would you have a nice salad with that, or what do you think?
Do some broccoli rabe. I mean, broccoli rabe and roasted peppers. I can taste that now. Wouldn't that taste amazing?
Strobel, don't take this the wrong way, but you're making me wiggle in my chair here in the studio. This is. Now, Lenny, for a dessert, what do you have?
You know. Gosh, why don't we do like a Bananas Foster?
How go with that? How do you do it?
And And, you know, that's such a simple dish recipe as well. You know, you could do that table side. It's a really cool show. You could have your guests interact with it by slicing the bananas, and basically real simple. It's butter, brown sugar. You melt that down. You add your little bit of lemon juice, your orange juice. You saute your bananas. You flambe with the Meyer's dark rum. And then you sprinkle a little cinnamon. You simmer it down. It starts thickening up, and you put it over vanilla Häagen-Dazs ice cream or pound cake. Oh, another great, great dessert.
I'm done. Now, listen, Lenny, does this come with a heart and lung machine? Am I going to get sued here? What's the deal with this?
Exercise is good.
That word is not in my lexicon. Well, listeners, you have right there. You had, and go to the podcast. You get a chance to write it down, whatever. Captain Lenny Strobel, I call it Lenny's Holiday Striped Bass. This is it. Now, I'm shaking this can right now. I love these shows that... Oh, we do FaceTime on our shows. I see something. I have a face for radio, people. We realize that. And these other guys with these shows, believe me, you have faces for radio, too. That FaceTime's really not working. Just to give you a professional intent there. But, Lenny, let's talk about this. Chef Lenny's original Cajun-style, mildly spicy biz you have going on the side. Because tonight, Lenny, I should not tell you, tomorrow night, I am making my custom venison meatloaf, and this has replaced several spices. If we tried it before, Len, on other stuff, this is kick-ass seasoning. How long have you been doing it? Go into it. Where is it available? Go, man.
You could order it online at www.cheflennyseasonings.com. We will send it to you, and it's such a great story. I've had this product since 1992. My first restaurant.
Wow.
It's great. A customer asked me to make something a little spicy, but not too spicy. I made it. They said, you need to package it. That's what this whole thing evolved with. So I started packaging it, manufacturing my restaurant, got a brown coffee bag, a Sharpie pen, called it Chef Lenny's, waited out, sold in the restaurant, and then I started from there. It went to a festival, and then it went to a manufacturing company, and now it's being distributed throughout the country,
Elizabeth,
throughout the world.
How cool is this? It is distributed by Soulmate Spices LLC, because this gets right to your heart and soul. When I grill our freshwater trout, I even put this on it now, a little bit of butter, a little bit of cilantro, to squeeze a lemon. Len, what a difference. They get rid of it. Most of these are hatchery trout. Lenny, it adds body, it adds life to another one.
And with Fluke,
tastes like what you're cooking with. You're going to love it, man. People, you're going to love this. Chef Lenny's Seasonings. Yeah, man, I'm a foodie. We know it. Okay, Len, that's done. Let's get to the inaugural tournament. The RealTimeUSA.com tournament, November 20th and 21st, this past November. We had a winner from Jersey. Go into that. We had John back then. We got another minute or two, Lenny, in this segment. Go. What were the results?
Yeah, congratulations. Bill Voorhees caught 25 striped bass. He caught and released 25 striped bass in a four-hour period. He won this beautiful grand prize to Cabo San Lucas and a five-hour charter on Blue Sky Cabo. So what a great grand prize. We raised awareness and funds for MS Society. It was an awesome event, and we're looking forward to 22 for five main events in 2022. So check out Real Time USA, R-E-E-L, Real Time USA.
Now, Bill Voorhees is from where, Lenny?
Morristown,
New Jersey, man. Local guy. Yep. Now, this is a nationwide tour of people. Jersey guys kick ass yet again.
That's right. So, so cool. So you got to check out the website. The photos are up there, and we have our schedule for 22 up there. So please check it out. It's really an awesome event. And, you know, it was great. We made national news as well.
Get out.
USHA newspaper and Fox News.
That's incredible. Well, Lenny, the sky's the limit with you. Listeners. People say, I have energy. My energy's waste. I'm bouncing all over. Strobel is like, I think the Chinese, not to sound unpatriotic, may have tapped into him for that supersonic missile I have. Because Strobel, your mind's always working. But listen, what a recipe. But also check out the Chef Lenny's Seasonings original Cajun style mild. It adds life to even mushrooms. Lenny, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
People say the portobello, it's like steak. Portobello is like a slab of what? You put on here on the grill, a little butter. Oh, man, you got
love it.
Lenny, hey, give that website. What do you got? Go.
ChefLennySeasonings.com. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and have a wonderful new year.
Lenny, we'll see you soon, man. Hey, I'm going to see you next week. Lenny's running the Jersey Coast right now. We'll see you, man. You take care, brother.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Again, that is the ultimate striped bass recipe for the holidays. Tom P, you give recipes now and then. You have guests give recipes. One thing you never really do is, what's that? What about like appetizers, things like that ahead of time? I'll tell you what, listeners, this past, I guess, was August or September. I ran into someone in a parallel Tom P universe. Got to really like this guy that has a smoked cheese company. And the stuff is absolutely beyond you. It's beyond description. Now, I'm a cheeseaholic. We know, if you saw my girth, you would know that. It's called Spoppy Sean's Smoked Cheese. And I ordered a bunch. And he'll verify that. And I got the canceled checks or whatever you want to call it to prove it. This is, with crackers, the ultimate glass of wine before you get to Captain Lenny Strobel's striped bass recipe. He's on the line with us right now. We can get him. He's out there in Wilkes-Barre, PA. Spoppy Sean, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere, making the best smoked cheese. Yes, this is a sort of a foodie segment all around the striped bass. Spoppy Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you?
The 24 bricks are gone.
I'm loving that you're loving my cheese.
Sean, you really hit on something here. Let's get down to it. People think smoked cheese. Oh, what can that, the cold smoke, whatever. Your process is so unique. Listen, it's like butter. It's like the flavors. Now, there are, 21, 22, whatever. Our faves. Bacon cheddar, roasted garlic, of course. Tom Pagliaro, what do you think? Tomato, basil, bruschetta. Yeah, you heard that right. Bruschetta, horseradish for my love, Dee Marie. She loves that. Onion, which is basically like a French onion soup flavor. Hot pepper, mild buffalo, black pepper, and pepperoni. And Sean has several other new flavors. But let's get Sean. We have a great striped bass recipe coming up. Already out there. For something like striped bass, a nice flavored cheese, two or three smoked cheeses to go with that. Go!
I would say black pepper, probably roasted garlic, and maybe the tomato basil.
The tomato basil has been a monster hit, and so is the bruschetta. But, Sean, let's get into that process, this hot smoking you do. Listen, it's unlike any other cheese you've ever tasted. Comes vacuum sealed, and, Sean, it's out of sight. Go into that process, because a lot of people don't understand what smoked cheese. This is really something.
Most people cold smoke at 75 to 80 degrees for 6 to 24 hours. I hot smoke at 180 to 225 for 3 to 6 hours.
How did you come up with that? I mean, trial and error? How much cheese did you go through, man?
Sitting in the backyard boozing.
This is Rockin' Fin Radio, people, and we say it live. So, again, the temperature, have you had experience doing this or what?
No. Got invited to a smoker party and went over and took over 40 minutes into it.
Mm-hmm. And now coming up with all these flavors, like the bruschetta, never seen that. Yeah, the mild buffalo, the hot pepper, the onion, the tomato basil, also lizards. You have a veggie one that a monster hit with the people I gave it to. Sean, go with that.
The veg edible, yeah. I mean, I try to keep it fresh because we get tired of eating the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
So this puts different stuff in front of people, and most people think that they're not going to like something, and they're usually the ones that they go home with.
Right now, listeners, again, this is perfect for Captain Chef Lenny Strobel. The recipe you just heard, this is the perfect entree with a glass of wine. Hey, maybe if you want a couple of cold brewskis, it is Spoppy Sean's smoked cheese. Or again, go to the website, but our faves are bacon cheddar, roasted garlic, tomato basil, bruschetta, horseradish, onion, hot pepper, mild buffalo, black pepper, and pepperoni. Now, some new flavors coming out, y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four I hear. What are they?
I got three new ones. Salami. I got a salami. I have a rye that tastes just like rye bread. And I have a ghost pepper.
What about this chipotle onion?
Chipotle onion, that's a medium heat salsa.
Was that, because I didn't see it on the site. All of a sudden I saw it on the site. Is that new or that's been in your repertoire?
No, that's been on the books for probably a month now.
Uh-huh.
We're losing cheeses because of manufacturing problems. So I got to get creative and find new cheeses.
Yeah, Sean, now the taste process in this, in all seriousness, the testing, your standards are extremely high as they should be. You know, and every one that I've distributed for you and given out, you ate myself. And believe me, listeners, Denise says you're going to explode, but that's another story. Getting into this, the testing of it, Sean, what's involved with that?
The testing?
Yeah, like the taste testing.
Well, not all cheese works the same. So once I find something and I smoke it, then I take it out. If I like the looks and the flavor and the texture myself, then I'll take it out. And I have probably 20 to 40 people willing to test anytime.
Hey, I'm raising my hand here. Hey, good Tumpy.
And what better people to speak about my cheese than my customers?
And exactly right. Now, listen, I met Sean at a tackle shop along the Jersey Shore again back in August, early September. Man was finally taking a vacation. And Sean, he gave me some samples, small samples. This was fit in a little Ziploc baggie, and it was off to the races from there. Sean, what's your future now? How many you got new, constantly evolving repertoire? What's the dealio?
Oh yeah, we're growing. We're shipping all of the lower 48 states. My son's working full time for me. My plan is next year to start on a warehouse. I've outgrown the building that I'm in.
Listen, again, Spoppy Sean's Smoked Cheese. You had a great striper recipe from Chef Captain Lenny Strobel on air. This is perfect. Crackers. Oh, by the way, 5-star reviews on your cheese for the ultimate grilled cheese sandwiches, Sean. No kidding.
Oh, I love that. My stuff melts really good.
It's been crazy. Okay, give that website, please, and spell it out.
Spoppy Sean Smoked Cheese.
Smoked. That's, how is it smoked? Go ahead.
SHPOPPYSHAWNSSMOKEDCHEESE. Spoppy Sean Smoked Cheese.
Now, the... Sean, the name, where'd that come from? Come on, talk to me. Where'd that name come from, man?
My granddaughter has 3 grandfathers, and they live a half hour away, with grandfather number 1 and 2 living next door and across the street. I wanted to make sure the kids knew she was talking about me and not them. So I was thinking Pappy, Poppy, Grandpa, and then I thought Sean, Poppy, Spoppy.
There you go.
And the name stuck.
Listeners, this is the ultimate. If you're into cheese, you want an appetizer, not only for Chef Struble's recipe, anything. This is, trust it, from Tom P, the ultimate foodie. This is it. It's the holiday season. Eat, drink, and loosen your belt as it goes. You're not getting any better than Spoppy Sean's. Sean, we'll see you sometime in the spring, my brother.
All right, Tom. Thank you so much.
By the way, an order's on the way with another check. I'm looking at the check. And man, this stuff is just, it's making my cholesterol crazy, but I'm loving it. You take care, brother.
All right, boss. Bye. See,
way long in that segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yeah, time for a little bit of down-to-earth stuff. A little bit of down-to-earth. Things aren't good on the hunting and gun ownership dealio in New Jersey, thanks to the bald-headed carpetbagger under the Gold Dome in Trenton. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
News until NATO. The biggest space telescope ever is scheduled to launch this morning. NASA and international partners producing the $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope, aimed at seeing the far reaches of our universe. Rob Navius of NASA TV with what it's going to take to get that telescope and the rocket carrying it off the ground.
150 tons of liquid oxygen and 25 tons of liquid hydrogen will soon be flowing into the first stage tanks.
The telescope took about 30 years to design. Volunteers at the NORAD Track Santa Center in Colorado Springs say the big guy had a smooth ride overnight, and they've gotten great calls.
It's really cute when you get the little kids and they want to know what kind of cookies Santa likes or what they can leave out for Santa's reindeer.
Santa's reported to be over the Pacific. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For the overnight, plenty of clouds and remaining quite mild with a low of just 39 degrees. Turning out to be a dreary one for your Christmas Day forecast with cloudy skies. A little bit of rain through the day, but it will be quite mild with a high of 60 degrees. Heading into Saturday night, drying out, partly cloudy and remaining mild, low of 45. Breezy into Sunday with partly sunny skies, dry with a high of 54. I'm AccuWeather's Matt Benz on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, things are happening behind the scenes in Trenton that are not good, especially if you're a hunter and trapper and eventually a fisherman. I'm telling you this, people. Call me Fat Tom P. Chicken Little, whatever you want. Tom P. Roaster Chicken Little, whatever you want. Things are happening and they're not good. Some reshuffling here, and I'll tell you, Murphy is the consummate politician. He knows what he wants, and he's going to get it. He's beholden to the animal rights activists. And I'll let Ed Markowski, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, explain it. Ed's also the retired Assistant Chief Bureau of Law Enforcement, Division of Fish and Wildlife's Law Enforcement Bureau, past president of New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. Ed's a great guest. Great guy. If you know him, you love him. He's like Big Papa Bear. But it always seems he's on Rack and Fin Radio with not good news. I told you we're going to have to bring it down to ground level here. Hey, Ed, Merry Christmas. Sorry about this. I love you dearly. I love to have you on with good news. This is not good from what we're hearing. Sorry about that, bro. Go.
Yeah, Tom, same to you as far as Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yeah, it's sort of disconcerting to me to see these shifts in power, these attempted shifts.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as this administration is, I have no trust in them, because from the very beginning, he has tried to minimize the authority and the power of our Fish and Game Council, which is the foundation of hunting and fishing in the state of New Jersey. Without them, we would be lost. This looks like right now the council has the ability to appoint the director of the Division of Fish and Wildlife. What he has done is offered our current director a position as an assistant commissioner, and then has asked him to remain on as a director of the Division of Fish and Wildlife in the two capacities. But that would set a dangerous precedent in that the commissioner has now appointed the director of the Division of Fish and Wildlife for the very first time, and in the future could very easily appoint the director without going to the Fish and Game Council. So it's a period of time right now where between lame duck and the eight-bill package that the governor has proposed, which the assembly has thrown all eight bills through, the Senate looks like And a parting pat on the back for sportsmen that Steve Sweeney's only going to send two of those bills to the Senate floor. We have to watch ourselves. We have to be very cautious. And I know the Fish and Game Council right now is mulling over their alternatives and what they can do to try to buttress their position as well as mitigate what the commissioner can do, because we know that the governor and the commissioner are not happy with the amount of authority that the Fish and Game Council exercises. And that was quite apparent with the black bears and other things that we had to do end runs around the council in order to get to where the governor felt he was placating his anti-hunting animal rights backers.
Right. Well, Ed, if I can interrupt you a second, sure. The DEP commissioner, he basically says, or does rather, what Murphy tells him. We get that. So it's the same thing going to be for the assistant commissioner. He's going to say what the DEP commissioner tells him to do, which was what Murphy told him to do. So this is an effing joke.
Well, see, originally, Tom, they were trying to sell this as he was going to appoint assistant commissioners in all of the different things like parks and forests, natural and historic.
Right.
But if we look at what's being planned, the only one that is actually in the works is the Division of Fish and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to even be more skeptical about the reasoning behind it and the actual motive. And I can't see any other motive other than trying to negate or at least mitigate the authority of the Fish and Game Council.
And what about like the Dems are trying to do with packing the Supreme Court? Is he going to?
What's that, Tom?
In other words, like on a national level, like the Dems are trying to pack the Supreme Court. Does Murphy want to pretty much pack the Fish and Game Council, keep it as is, but with a load of antis on there? Not a load, but, you know, one or two antis in key positions, key votes?
Well, right now they can't do that the way it's structured. It would be very difficult for them because you have the three farmer reps, you have the six fish and wildlife, the federation reps. And you have one non-game, and you have one at large. So right now, they'd have to change the makeup of it. And everybody knew that was a third rail. That's one you didn't touch. And so, unfortunately, we have a new president of the Senate. And it appears that the Speaker of the Assembly has aligned himself more with Governor Murphy than he has in the past. And so
Coughlin, watch out
for legislation coming up that would change the composition of the Fish and Game Council.
Well, what I'm saying is, so the Dems, even though the Republicans did make some gains, and shout out to Parker Space up there, R24, and down District 1, 2, and 3, whatever. But you say it's difficult. Really, is it if he controls both houses?
No, it's not difficult for him at this point. But remember, he controlled both houses last time. But we had this guy in the Senate that isn't there anymore.
Right.
Was able actually to protect the sportsmen on all
exactly.
of these bills, with the exception of the classroom notification and the direct liability for the gun manufacturers. Those other six bills have been held in abeyance for almost 4 years.
Elections except have consequences, people. Elections have consequences.
Yes.
You know, I'm no friend of Sweeney insofar as his anti, well, he's tempered that a little bit, his anti-gun, you know, stance, but he was, even with a D at the end of his name, he was a friend of the hunter, trapper, and fisherman in New Jersey. He was the finger in the dike, if you will, Ed.
Exactly. And he was also from South Jersey that gave us some political clout down south.
Right. So this is all washed down the dam, so to speak, down the creek, as we say here in South Jersey. Ed, how do you see this? This has to be breaking your heart, Markowski, like it does mine, because you were in the trenches, you, the NJOA, other organizations, fighting balls to the wall on this. And when you see this, do you want to just throw up your – I know you won't. You won't. I'm just saying, throw up your hands and say, what's going on?
Well, we're going through a critical period. We're going to have to sit down and talk to the new Senate president and the new majority leader for the Democratic Party to understand what their positions are and can we reach some kind of common ground with
and
them.
If I can interrupt you a second, is Colvin's the head of the House. Is it Sarlo? Who's the Senate president? Who's the Senate president going to be?
No, the new Senate president should be Senator Scartelli from up in
Union County. No! Going back to the deer hunts in the Watchung Reservation. Oh, Mary, mother of God. Sorry, Ed. I get a little emotional here.
I understand. I think that he has come almost 180 on the deer hunt and found out how important these managed hunts are in order to control
right.
a reasonable amount of expenditure deer populations that are in these hard to control areas.
Right.
So I look forward to sitting down and talking to him at the start of the new session after January the 6th and getting introduced to him. I know quite a few individuals from over in Salem County called me up and said, you know, Ed, you could finally get to work with Republicans. And I said to them, look, the last time I checked, it was 23-17 in the Senate. And 44-36 in the assembly. And the guy sitting in Drumthwacket was named Murphy. So I love working with Republicans because they seem easier to convince, but the majority in all three phases seems to be still on the Democrat side. So nothing's changed except we lost leverage, guys. We lost leverage. And we didn't put the guy in that could have changed the state house when Jack didn't make it over the hump. So what we've got, we've got 4 years to duck and cover.
Right.
And believe me, once we get into the new year after he takes power for another four-year term, we're going to see a lot of bills that have been sitting back there just fermenting behind the scenes. We're going to see them coming back, and it's going to be up to us to try to get support from the more liberal Democrats, more conservative.
Excuse right. me, Democrats. Whoa. You made my ticker skip a beat there, bro.
Yeah, the more conservative Democrats who faced some close elections.
Right.
There were some districts for the first time that were very close, and the Democrats lost some districts like District 11 where they had prevailed. So it's up to us to begin to talk to those people who may find that they need the sportsmen, the hunters, the fishermen, the saltwater anglers in order to be elected to another term.
Right.
So it got a lot of work to do. We're going to be meeting the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance in early January. And right now I've been trying to get support to run for president of the organization again.
And let me ask you a personal yet professional question.
Sure.
Do you plug yourself in at night? How do you keep going, man? You're just like the Energizer Bunny, bro.
Well, the thing of this, I've worked for the sportsmen for so long, and I love hunting, fishing, and trapping in New Jersey to a point of where it's like an obsession with anything that you do.
Right.
And when I see an area where we can be effective, I would really like to take an advantage of that area. And so, you know, my health has improved over the last year immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to if the organization wants me to come back in again as president.
Let's do it. Okay, Ed, give that website, please, for the NJOA.
NewJerseyOutdoorAlliance.org. And we're completely reworking our website. In about another 4 weeks, we'll be up and running with a brand-new, more efficient, more easy-to-utilize website than we've ever had before.
Good. Thanks for joining us on Rockfin. Listeners, again, we're in the studio very early. It's a Monday before Christmas, but I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And you are always available to be on Rack and Fin Radio. You need the time, NJOA, you have it, brother. That's a matter of record. You got that?
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, and by the way, the best of the lovely Ms. Markowski, she says, oh, yeah, it's Tom P. again.
Yes, yep.
You take care, Ed. Be good.
Okay.
Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yeah, if things aren't good, if you own a gun, legally, of course. You don't want to, them's don't want to mess with the gangbangers and stuff like that. That's not happening. Maybe you're hunting, you're trapping in New Jersey. It's writing is on the wall. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Where can you get the best deal on a Chevy this holiday season? At Gentilini Chevrolet, where you can take advantage of incredible holiday season deals during our year-end sales event. It's our way of saying Merry Christmas and welcome to the family. The Gentilini family. I'm Paul Gentilini, and I assure you, no other dealer in South Jersey beats our deals. At Gentilini Motors, we've built a reputation for taking care of our community and treating customers like family for 65 years. So take the short drive to get the best deals with real value and no empty promises in a clean, safe, and friendly environment. You can find new roads in a Chevy and experience the Gentilini difference for yourself. Give us a call at 609-861-9000. Visit us online at GentiliniChevrolet.com or stop by today at 500 John S. Penn Boulevard next to the airport in Woodbine, New Jersey, We're just a short drive from anywhere.
Just a short drive from anywhere. Gentlemen, Family Motors.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy pheasants, quail, small game, rabbits, squirrels. You got the waterfowl going on. And fresh water, man. You know, the pickerel and the crabbies and the yellow perch are on the bite. And, of course, still stripers around and still plenty of big tog. If you can get the white leggers, you are in the chips. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. And God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Merry Christmas.